prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and superwomanish Elisa Profumo. Elisa's wearing a Superman shirt today. It looks really hot on her, too. I don't think it ever looked like that on Clark Kent, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And you have on a new Superman watch.
Yeah, so I put a joke up. You know, first of all, it's Aaron Singerman's 35th birthday today.
Happy birthday,
and I
Aaron.
Have to wish Aaron a happy birthday. Aaron happens to be a wristwatch aficionado and collector. He likes very expensive wristwatches. So I posted this yesterday on Facebook. I took a picture of it in my car, and I said my Piaget, and the S word after that, as a joke, $17 wristwatch. And he found ways to compliment it. He goes, I like the black bezel, and the blue face and bands matched your jeans.
That was nice.
I know, right? But I know, it's a Superman wristwatch, which I really like. It's an inexpensive watch that I can just bang around. So we have lots of really exciting things to talk about today, and we're breaking with tradition and actually having a guest on today.
Yes, we're going to have a guest coming on from the UK. She authored a study about wild pollinators at risk from diseased commercial species of bees. And you guys all know how I am about my bees.
Yeah.
And butterflies.
Protect the bees and butterflies.
So she's going to come on for just a few minutes and talk about how the commercial bees are infecting the wild bees.
And just as a little prelude to that, so what's happening is that they're raising bees in captivity to sell or use as pollinators. So people are buying bees where they need bees for crops to exist and shipping them from a place that, let's say it's like a factory where they breed bees and then they send them to California or whatever. And then they let them go to do the job that bees do because the native bees in those areas are diminishing for whatever reason, right?
Yes.
And the bees that they're raising, just like the cattle that they raise in CAFO farms and the pigs they raise in pig farms and the chickens that they raise in commercial chicken farms, obviously have diseases.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about this. This is not something, the bees are being attacked on every angle today.
Well, think about it. It's awful that we have to reproduce nature.
Yeah.
You know, why can't the bees just do their job?
Right. Well, in order for the bees to be able to do their job, we have to get out of their way and stop poisoning them first.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so I wanted to ask you how your training is going.
I know. We get a lot of messages from people asking about this, and I never really talk about it. Occasionally, I kind of infer to things when we do the show with Rob Regish. But at the beginning of the year, you and I used that as a kind of a leap board to begin being very serious about our training.
The holidays
and our nutrition.
Were over. The parties were over. The food fests were over.
Absolutely. We're just like everybody else in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I got to tell you, I walked to the convenience store today next door and to get a cup of decaf coffee.
Right.
Sugar-free, by the way. And there's a long hill in our parking lot to go up there. And I just felt so strong going up this hill. I remember days when going up that hill, I didn't feel so strong. And I remember thinking to myself, I kind of have my swagger back. And it's because I've been consistent in training. I've been consistent in eating. My diet has really gotten clean. Cleanest it's been in probably 5 or 6 years. But more importantly, and I've been consistent in my sleep. You and I have been going to sleep. There's some nights we're in bed reading at 8 o'clock and asleep by 9 o'clock.
Right.
And it's paying off. And I love this lifestyle. And I think to myself, why would anyone not want to feel like this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel amazing. I went in and killed it today in the gym, and I've been killing it all this week. And I can see that in about 2 months, I've put on muscle already. And I can see that in about 2 months, I'm going to look very, very different than I've ever looked before because I'm really doubling down right now.
Well, I did legs yesterday, and so we've been doing this for 3 weeks, and each time I do legs, I don't sleep well that night.
Right.
And so you say it's because of blood sugar?
Yeah, and Adele Moussa has talked about this on our show. When you have a very, very strenuous workout, you can push yourself into an acute stage of overtraining that is usually precipitates a bad night's sleep that night. But as you become in more better conditioned, that goes away.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen when I do like arms or back or
right.
It just happens when I'm doing legs.
And legs are your heaviest day. I mean, let's talk about something. I mean, you're a petite girl. You're not a small girl and you're not a big girl. And you're leg pressing upwards of 400 pounds for 12 reps for multiple
12
sets.
12 to 15 reps.
Yeah,
four
I mean,
sets.
Yeah, so you're really working hard, as
well,
hard as you can.
Interestingly, yesterday when I was pressing, there was a guy next to me using the same type of machine. He was young. He was in his 20s. And I was pressing more weight than him, and I thought, oh.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Well, so let's talk about something else. So I had a thought this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of something. I'm guilty of preaching.
You're guilty?
Yes, I'm guilty of something. I'm guilty of preaching things that I don't follow my own advice.
Which is?
Well, my friend Jerry was squatting this morning, and he grabbed two and a half pound plates and added them to the bar. And he looked at me wistfully and said, you know, I mean, look at this. Like, I'm adding 2.5 pound plates. Like, it means nothing. And I said back to him, hey, small increments equal big gains over time. And then I thought to myself, I can't remember the last time I added a 2.5 pound plate.
You probably never have.
I don't think I have. So while I tell people to make those small incremental gains because those are the best way to make them, I don't follow my own advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I think there's a lot of us in this audience that probably could raise their hand to this. When people ask us advice about this and that, we give them the right advice. We give them good advice. But for some reason, we don't apply that advice to ourselves.
Right. Well, I think people are harder on themselves. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, I want my weight to change. And it has a few pounds, but you know, it's like you want to see progress. I'm seeing progress. I'm getting stronger every week. I'm journaling my workouts and my weights, and every week I've increased with weights. I feel stronger. Yesterday, my workout was just awesome. The week before that, I did the same workout and I was exhausted afterward. I couldn't do all my lunges. And yesterday, I killed it and did another extra set of lunges.
Right.
So.
Okay. So, but what you're saying is, you want to see your weight change, so you're looking at the scale, and this is what women are guilty of. This guys are not. We like it that we're heavy. Oh man, I'm big. I'm strong.
I'm not heavy.
No. I'm making a point. I don't look at the scale at all. I think I weigh myself maybe once or twice a month at the max. But women, on the other hand, they put a lot of faith in what the scale says. You're not taking into account the things that you can't see. You can't see easily that you are exchanging muscle for body fat.
And I said that to you this morning. I said, there are different types of people, because they had a woman on television that's doing some fat shaming again on Facebook, where she posted a picture of her with her baby, her daughter, and showed her six-pack abs, and it said, you know, what's your excuse? The
right.
Same, the
Filipino
woman,
girl did, whatever.
She did that before. Well, people are different. Everybody gains weight or loses weight at a different rate. What rate? You know.
Well, tell the story. You told a story once, and I remember it. You told a story once about when you were in the dental industry. You had gone to a trade show.
Well, our company had this health fair thing for us, and everybody got their body fat percentages
assessed.
Done.
Right.
And so there was a girl that I worked with who looked thin in her clothes.
Right.
And, you know, I look athletic. That's the type
right.
of build
you're,
that I have.
Right, right.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes, you have round shoulders. You're well proportioned, but you're more curvy than, say, a girl who's just straight up and down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, her body fat was 22. And I was in my 22%. She was 22%. I was 15%. Now, if you would have looked at us standing there with our clothes on, everybody would have pointed to her and say she was thinner than
right,
me.
Right.
But she was skinny fat.
Right.
I was in the gym working out at that time. I was in my late 20s, and that's when I found weights. And that's, you know.
Well, and there's another thing. So you worked with a trainer a few years ago, and got into really, really fantastic shape. And one of the things that both you and your trainer acknowledged was that you put on muscle really fast.
Yes.
For a woman, your trainer even said, because the first weigh-in you went to, I remember you driving there. And you were obsessing because you said the scale had not moved very much mm-hmm. in this session. And you were going to get weighed and you were worried. And when you came out, you were excited and you said, I lost 9 pounds of body fat and gained 7 pounds of muscle.
Right.
So you put on muscle really fast for a woman.
I do,
right?
Yes.
And so the scale's not going to move initially for you, but what you need to do, and your waist has gotten smaller, what you need to do is you need to look at the things that you can actually see on the outside.
Right. And I think most women are guilty of wanting the scale to move.
Yes. I want the scale to go up and I want to get leaner. I want to have abs and I want the scale to stay right where it is because that means now I'm ripped and more muscular.
So there's that new movie out, American Sniper, which we're going to talk about later. Bradley mm-hmm. Cooper gained, I think, 40 pounds for this role
yeah.
in 3 months.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. He's using something. It could have been over the counter anabolics or something, but he's using something.
T Nation posted his workout and his
diet
supplements that he's taking.
Yeah, but you know what? I know celebrity trainers who have admitted to me that they give Anavar to some of their female clients. And Anavar is a very, very weak, weak anabolic, very weak androgenic, but it works well for women. It's actually the anabolic of choice for women.
I know a girl from our gym that used to compete, and she took things. I don't know what she took.
Right.
She did figure. And she's huge now. Her
yeah.
thyroid is so messed up from all the drugs that she was taking. What?
Well, but it's not just that. I think that a lot of those people.
But she said she was taking some stuff that she shouldn't have taken. She told me that.
Yeah.
That's why I just said that.
They may not come off the right way, or they may stay on too long. But more importantly, I think a lot of women who they see that goal, they reach that goal, and then after that, they don't keep training. They don't stay in shape.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they just kind of let themselves hit the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this a lot even in professional athletes.
Right.
We see professional athletes that they're in fantastic shape for their whole career, and then all of a sudden, 10 years after their career's over, they're real overweight and unhealthy looking.
Because they don't continue that lifestyle.
Yeah, because they think the sport, what they're doing is just for the sport, not for their health. And so when the sport is over, they stop doing it. But you need to stay with it for the rest of your life.
And that's what we've said before. As you get older, you have to do everything right.
Yes, and more. And you have to push yourself. You have to have the mental. As long as your mental outlook is strong, you can stay in motion. The problem is that people slow down because they get old because they slow down. They don't slow down because they get old. If your mental attitude is right and you keep pushing and you keep saying, I can get into the gym, I can get back into that shape, you will get back into that shape.
Mm-hmm.
So
And you just have to keep pushing. And if you fall off the wagon, you just have to get right back on it.
That's it. That's it. Absolutely. But anyway, it's interesting. Let's talk about a couple of things real quick. So you pulled up a couple of really interesting stories. I saw this coming.
There was a man in Georgia who was ticketed for driving, distracted driving.
Yeah.
And the reason why they gave him a ticket was because the cop followed him for 2 miles because he was eating a hamburger while he was driving for 2 miles.
Now think about it. So here's the deal. Municipalities are always looking for ways. I've said this on the show numerous times. The way government works through the court systems and so on is to make the net broader. So more people within the population break laws so that they can generate money. So they just keep on creating broader laws that everybody is guilty of. You don't have to hold up a bank anymore to end up in court in front of a judge and pay a $250 fine. And that makes cities' budgets grow. So they're always looking for these laws to create where they can get this kind of money from people for doing things that are not necessarily antisocial. So there's a lot of municipalities now are picking up on a new ordinance called distracted driving, and they're enforcing it. If the police officer at his discretion thinks that what you're doing is distracting you from the job of driving, then he can pull you over and write you a ticket. Now think about how broad stroke this is. This guy was eating a hamburger. A lot of people eat in their cars.
He could have been a salesperson, you know, going from one appointment to the next,
yeah.
not have time to stop. But anyway, so he said he wasn't swerving. He wasn't speeding. He was going the speed limit, and he's going to contest it. He's going to court to try and have it removed.
Yeah. What's next? If you're on your cell phone, this is what's going to happen.
I think there are states that.
No. But this is going to supersede the hands-free law. So what's going to happen is in states where you're hands-free, you're not breaking the law, but they're going to look at you and go, wow, she's having an argument with her spouse. Her hands are flying in the air. That's distracted driving. They're going to pull you over and write you a ticket now. And you have to go to court to prove that you were not distracted driving. This is a very, very broad stroke ordinance that's going to piss a lot of people off because they're going to be doing things that are not breaking the law and they're going to have to pay fines for it.
So in Singapore, a man was fined $15,000 for throwing cigarette butts out his window.
Yeah, they're tough. In the Asian countries, they're very, very tough on pollution. Not pollution. What do I want to say? You know, when you littering, they're very tough on littering.
He has to do some public service and wear a corrective work order, a bright colored vest that says corrective work order on it.
Yes. And then now he has to eat his cigarette butts for the next year instead of throwing them out the window. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to actually have a guest on the air with us.
Yes. Dr. Lena Wilford.
So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about the plight of the honeybee. We'll be right back. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the one and only
dysfunctional DJ.
Stranded at the drive-in.
It's Grease.
Grease.
A fool.
Welcome back.
What will they say?
The poor honeybee. I mean, it's amazing from all angles. Our next guest is Dr. Lena Wilford with the University of Exeter. How you doing, Dr. Wilford?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hi, Dr. Wilford.
Hello.
So let's talk about your recent paper, Wild Pollinators at Risk from Diseased Commercial Species of Bees. What exactly is happening here?
Well, what we're really doing in this research paper was a radio survey. So we've collected all of the data that's so far available on the diseases that were, until recently, really considered to be honeybee diseases exclusively, and show that there is a really conclusive picture emerging that many of these diseases can be easily transmitted to other pollinators as well, to the point where we should really be thinking of them as pollinator diseases. That means that the diseases that we know from honeybees and have for a long time known and been monitoring can also occur in wild pollinators.
Now, the discussion in this particular paper is about a particular parasite called the Varroa destructor. Is that correct?
Among other things, so the Varroa mite is a mite that's causing beekeepers and honeybees all over the world huge problems. And that mite, which has only been in the Apis mellifera, the European honeybee that's used in America and in Europe mostly, for about the last 50 years or so, and that has really changed how they have viruses, how they get them. So things that used to be, think of it maybe as a little bit as a honeybee cold, mm-hmm. So a disease that's annoying but not terrible. This mite, because it injects viruses directly into the hemolymph, into the blood of the insects, it causes them injuries, it feeds off them. So there's a multitude of ways in which it leads to higher prevalence and higher virulence, that is more harm caused to the honeybee. So there's just a lot more virus around.
Now, these commercial species of bees apparently are being raised for whatever reason, whether it's because there's a lack of enough pollinators, so farms and crops that depend on pollination are importing, they're buying and importing these bees and turning them loose in their fields. These commercial species of bees, do they tend to have a higher rate of these types of parasites and other diseases that they then spread to the wild population?
So that's something we still need to find out more about. What we can say at the moment that in honeybees, which are, for example, used a lot in the California almond blossom, that's probably in the pollination world, the poster child were of using a species for commercial pollination. They have this problem with the Varroa mite that I was just explaining. The other main species that are now used for pollination on a commercial level are bumblebees. Mm. Both in the United States and in many other countries all over the world. And just the way these species are reared in large breeding facilities does facilitate the spread of disease. Now, these breeders have all been doing a really good job at cleaning up their act, at making sure that they don't introduce diseases, which was not the case that much in the past, but now they're really trying to clean that up. And, of course, honeybee keepers as well, to keep their hives healthy, They're doing a really good job at keeping the rower mite in check. But it's really now becoming clear that the interactions between the pollinators and how they can transmit diseases with them is much, that those are much closer links than we were thinking up until a couple of years ago, really.
Does the varroa mite have a natural enemy?
Not in the European honeybees. Funnily enough, one of my colleagues at the University of Exeter, Juliet Osborne, is just investigating whether there might be some beetles, not a small hive beetle, but some other insects that might be able to eat the varroa mite inside colonies. So we're actually just interviewing for a PhD student to study that.
Interesting, because that would be great if they can discover that, because my fear is that the way we tend to handle these things is to start using chemicals to target the varroa mite, but that usually has almost epigenetic-like effects on the beehives, and not to mention it kind of causes a dysregulation in the dysbiosis of the natural process that bees tend to live under. So whenever man gets involved, their remedy is to spray gobs and gobs of chemicals. Maybe that'll target this one thing, but they don't realize it's doing other things as well.
Well, people are studying that very careful. It is true. We're in a bit of a pickle when it comes to the varroa mite, because of course they have developed resistance against some of the commonly used chemicals against them.
Yeah.
But that's something where there's really a lot of research trying to find better ways of managing varroa, trying to optimize that. For example, there's a mechanic way of trying to regulate varroa. They really prefer the juicier male honeybee larvae. So one of the ways in which beekeepers often try to control varroa is by allowing the queen to lay lots of males, lots of drones, letting the varroa move onto them and then removing and destroying those bits of the brood comb. So that's one of the many ways in which varroa can be controlled. But one thing I would say is that what's pretty clear is that honeybee keepers really have a responsibility in managing varroa, not just for the health of their own hive, but for the wild pollinators around them who don't have anyone to look after them, right? So it's a little bit like, if you think about it, like advice that you shouldn't go and visit your mom in hospital if you've just had a bad stomach flu.
Yeah.
Maybe not because of your mom, but because of all of the other poorly people around, right? It's that sort of thinking, really.
Interesting. One other question. Do bees groom each other?
So honeybees have a lot of hygienic behavior, yes, they do. And they do remove dead brood, for example. They're quite fascinating animals.
So when they groom each other, can they remove these mites, or are these mites kind of burrowed in underneath the shell of the ectoskeleton?
So one of the problems with varroa is that they like to try to hide in with the brood.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're under a cap. So they're quite nifty little animals.
You have any questions?
Oh, I know she's in the UK, so Carl and I watched a documentary about the Queen's Garden, and they talked about the Queen Elizabeth has honeybees, and
in Buckingham Palace, the garden that's adjacent to Buckingham Palace, she has her own honeybees there, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Have you been there? Have you seen her gardens?
No, I've never been to Buckingham Palace. I think close by, but I've never been in there. But in London, there's now a lot of beekeepers. So there's a lot of urban gardening, urban beekeeping.
That's great. That's great. Yes. Well, I'm glad that you took time to come on the show and talk about this, because our audience is devoted to helping the bee population, the bug population in general.
I mean, butterflies.
Butterflies and everything else. So we like to learn about these types of things. And we have a friend that's actually a, what do they call a beekeeper now? There's a word for it.
A beekeeper?
No, there's another word for it. I can't think of it. But anyway, we have a friend who is actually raising bees out in the country now for honey. And we're going to talk to him about this. This is interesting.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Excellent. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
So there you go. The bees are being attacked from every angle. It's really, really sad when you think about it.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Just
I wanted to ask her a question, but I didn't want to potentially, invoke the whole, you know, pesticide agenda. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I often wonder if the pesticides that are being used right now are actually making some of these mites stronger and more robust.
You heard that she said that they'd become resistant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
This is
the problem with our approach to everything. Just add more. Well, that's not working anymore. Okay. Just add more. Mm-hmm. No. They just keep getting stronger and stronger. And what are you going to do? You're going to start nuclear bombing, crops pretty soon to kill. I mean, it's just insane. But interestingly enough, when you let nature do its job, there is a natural enemy to this particular mite.
Did she say the beetle?
Yeah, it's a beetle.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat them. So yeah. There you go. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
This is the best part.
Welcome back.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds there are in a day?
How many seconds there are in a day? I've heard this before. I have to think about it.
Can I tell you?
13.
Oh, there's 86,400 seconds in a day.
That's a lot of seconds.
I read that the other day, and it just, I thought that was very interesting. That's a lot of seconds in a day.
It puts things in perspective. 86,000 what?
86,400 seconds in a day.
Okay, so you divide that by 60. So that means that there's 1,440 minutes in a day. Still a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. So yeah. I was just thinking about
how many hours there are.
Because there's so many people that say, I don't have time. I didn't have time to call you, or I didn't have time to do this or time to do that. There's 86,400 seconds to do things in a day.
Every day.
No, of course you're going to be sleeping part of that, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, when you put it that way, you think about it, that's a lot of time.
It's that carpe diem, seize the day, make sure you get things done. I just have a couple quotes here that I want to talk about since we're on time for
okay.
a second.
Okay.
So William Shakespeare said, defer no time. Delays have dangerous ends.
Yeah.
For the procrastinators out there. Yeah. How did it get so late so soon? Said Dr. Seuss. You can have it all, just not all at once. Oprah Winfrey.
That was a good one.
That was good. And then lastly, this is a new year, a new beginning, and things will change.
Who's that?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my girl, T-Swizzy.
T-Swizzy said that. I like her.
And remember this one, and we all know this one. Never put off to tomorrow what you can do today.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy. In fact, the last president that we had in this country who actually wanted people to be more responsible and do more and not ask for more, and this country was a great place. Today, we have everybody, they have their hand out. What can you do for me? And look where we're going. So never put off to tomorrow what you can do today. I like that one.
So I found a coloring book from when I was a child, and I had written on it, I had colored half the picture.
Just half?
Half, and I wrote, I actually wrote this in, will finish tomorrow.
Did you really? You felt so compelled to, like, make a commitment that you would finish it.
Yes, I wrote that inside the coloring book.
I wonder, how old do you think you were at that time?
I was young. It was a young.
Like 4 or 5?
I'd probably say 6, maybe.
So at 6 years old, you already had a sense of not leaving things incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though you didn't finish it, you felt compelled to write it down in case anyone else knew or you knew that you intended to finish it.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Oh my God. Were you doing 5 loads of laundry a day too then at 6 years old?
Not yet. That happened when I turned about 10. Okay, so let's talk about e-cigarettes.
Yes, so that Elisa can go, I told you so.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, I told you so, because you always said to me, there's nothing wrong with e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I was like, look, I get it. I understand tobacco burning, smoke goes everywhere, but those e-cigarettes, the vapor just dissipates and it's gone, but you've proven me wrong.
Researchers have said that formaldehyde found in cigarette smoke, it also dwells in the electronic cigarettes, the e-cigarettes, and there's more of it than you get from cigarettes.
Being emitted from.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So if you're sitting in the proximity of someone smoking an e-cigarette, you are absolutely inhaling things that you don't want to inhale.
It could be 5 to 15 times higher than smoking cigarettes.
You know what I would like to do? This is going to
And you see people walking around in stores.
In restaurants
with their vape coming out.
Yeah, there's people. You could sit in a restaurant and vape if you want, even though they have a no smoking rule. People will take their vape out and they'll just start smoking.
Because I remember we had this discussion on one of our casual Fridays, and I said, well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be breathing in the vape from someone's
e-cigarettes. And I was like, no, you're not breathing it in. It just disappears. It's not in the air. You know, it's gone.
But it's 5 to 15 times more formaldehyde than cigarettes.
So here's what we need to do, right?
Told you so.
You're vindicated. I stand corrected. So here's what we need to do. If you're in a restaurant and somebody starts vaping, you should go over to their table and fart. And then if they go, what the hell did you just do? And you could say, well, I don't want to breathe your vape. I figured I'd share my fart with you. That's all. Enjoy it. How do you like that one?
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
So Monday we had a sponsor spotlight.
Yes. Primal Pit Paste. And Elisa pointed out to me something. I did not do a good job in that interview.
Well, that's not what I said.
No.
I just said that you...
It is what you said.
I said that you pounded on triclosan, but you did not talk about some of the other benefits like parabens.
No parabens.
There's no parabens. It's all natural. Yeah. There's no... and I think Amy said that about the aluminum. There's no aluminum in it.
Right.
And I just think that people need to realize
I know.
This.
I was hitting the triclosan angle because deodorants all have triclosan in it, but you're right. There's no parabens in Primal Pit Paste either.
And if you recall, some of the breast tumors that have been removed, they not some, all have parabens in them.
Yeah, conglomerated into the tumor, right?
Into the tumor. Yeah. So one of the quick and easy ways to take, you know, a more natural approach is this, Primal Pit Paste.
Well, especially since you're rubbing it under your arms where you have massive amounts of lymph nodes. So it's almost like you're putting it right where it needs to be picked up to be delivered to the breast because it's going to go right into that area there.
Okay, so this is the ingredients that's in Primal Pit Paste. It has organic coconut oil, and we all know that that's antimicrobial.
Right.
It has organic raw shea butter. It smells really good.
Right.
It has non-aluminum baking soda in it, organic arrowroot powder, and some essential oils that are organic.
It.
And they have different flavors. I started to say flavors.
Flavors.
They have different, like they have a lavender one that smells
scent.
Really nice. That's my favorite. They have one that's called lemonade. They have an orange creamsicle.
And could you imagine? If women wear it, your husband will want to lick your underarms.
Patchouli.
Patchouli. Yeah, I like patchouli.
That's kind of a real musky scent.
Yeah.
That was really popular
in the 60s, patchouli.
Thyme and lemongrass, and then they also have an unscented. But my point in wanting to bring this up again for our audience members is it does not have the aluminum in it either.
Yeah.
I read a bunch of like Dove and some of the all really popular commercial antiperspirants and deodorants, both. They have aluminum in them.
Well, Amy pointed out that crystal. Amy pointed out that people who are using that crystal, it actually has aluminum in it. And so you're getting the aluminum if you're using the crystal. And that aluminum has been linked to Alzheimer-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It accumulates in the brain. So, no, you're right. Primal Pit Paste is great. I love it. I use it every single day. And our audience has an opportunity to get it at a 10% discount. It's already cheap. I mean, I looked at all the other quote-unquote really good deodorants out there. And aside from the fact that they all have one or more of these things we just talked about, parabens and aluminum in them, they are also like $12 and $15 a tube. One of them was like $27 a tube. Primal Pit Paste is like, it's $10 for the stick. It's $8 for the tub where you just wipe your hand in it and rub it under your arm. And you get 10% off when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. No one should be using antiperspirant, first of all. If you're using antiperspirant, that's a mistake. But nobody should be using regular deodorant from any place because it always has something in it. Parabens, aluminum, triclosan, or other harmful ingredients.
Right. And when I was reading about this, I didn't realize, I guess I should have known this, but when you sweat, it's not the sweat that smells, it's the bacteria that's present on your body.
Right, you're feeding the bacteria with the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bacteria eats what's coming out in your sweat, and the gas it gives off is the odor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It's interesting. But they also have a pit pump is what it's called. It's $9.95.
Yeah, and you save 10%. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. Check it out. I mean, it's a great product. They're not a sponsor. We just like them, so we're telling you about
it. We love their product. They have a trial size that's $3.95.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, try it. It's awesome.
Yeah. PrimalPitPaste.com. 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 Like Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned.
All the
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Casual Friday and all Supreme Radio shows are being brought to you by a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceutical. Go to superhumanradio.com today to learn more about All American EFX and All American Pharmaceutical.
Okay, let's talk about pizza.
Let's talk about pizza. No, that's a different
song. I want to make one of those chicken parmesan dishes that looks like pizza.
Well,
that
I'm going to try this weekend. I am going to try. So we'll put it up on Facebook if it works out.
Okay. So there was a new study that just was published on Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics from the University of Illinois that analyzed the diets of children and teenagers from ages 2 to 19. And what they found was that pizza is not really healthy for them.
Oh, they had to do a study to figure that one out, huh?
Yes.
They could have just asked me. I would have said, I wonder how much they spent on that study. If they would have gave me half of that money, I would have told them that.
They found that although the amount of calories that children consume from pizza has dropped by 25% from the years of 2003 to 2010, pizza is still a common part of children's diet. About 20% of children and teenagers eat pizza at any given day.
Mm.
That's a lot of pizza.
And they sell pizza in schools. I mean, you know, I hate to hurt Papa John's, but Papa John's has deals with lots of different schools where they actually have pizza in the schools.
When the days that children eat pizza, they end up consuming increased amounts of saturated fat, increased amounts of sodium, more calories overall. They consume 230 more calories, 484 milligrams of sodium, and about 84 more calories and 134 milligrams of sodium more than the days that they do not eat pizza.
But that's not even the problem. Isn't it funny they're focusing on that? It's the carbohydrate load.
Mm-hmm.
That hunk of bread. And most kids will eat one or two pieces of pizza easily. It's high gluten on top of it. You realize that I made pizza when I was a young man. My cousin Sal and John, they had a pizzeria in Floral Park, Long Island, and I used to go out there and work. And the flour that you buy to make pizza is called high gluten flour. High gluten. So what are we learning about gluten, right? It's inflammatory. It's not good for you. Well, pizza has more gluten in it than just regular old bread flour.
Well, in this article, they're suggesting that if you want to feed your children pizza, to make sure and serve it with a lean meat, with a salad, with vegetables on the pizza, and make it at home so you can control what type of ingredients go on the pizza.
Or use get Narissa Oden's book, Bread Free Bread, and learn how to make pizza dough from vegetables.
Yeah, I didn't get to listen to that show yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't wait to listen to that.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sorry if I'm doing this, okay? But didn't the first lady, when she got on the whole bandwagon about school lunches, say that pizza was actually good? Didn't she consider it a vegetable?
Yes, and she also, there's an article here from 2014, April of 2014, that she was giving a presentation to school-aged children, and she told them that her favorite healthy food was pizza.
Her favorite healthy food.
Her favorite healthy food.
Oh, my God, I hate to see what her unhealthy choices are.
And her favorite unhealthy food was French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told them that she eats pizza with vegetables on it.
Oh, so that makes it better.
And that's why she considers it healthy.
Okay. I was just curious. Yeah, they should not be serving pizza in schools at all. And I know that they do. And I know there's a lot of big companies out there that between pizza and Subway, pizza companies and Subway have infiltrated school lunches now.
Okay, so speaking of French fries,
mm-hmm.
You know, McDonald's is on their whole campaign of transparency.
Yeah, right.
And so the Mythbusters host Grant Amara.
I love the Mythbusters. They're the funniest two dudes, and they really do the coolest stuff. I mean, to get paid to do that has got to be the best job in the world.
They traveled to Idaho to the potato processing plant, and they discovered some things about the French fries, McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, so first of all, let's start with this. McDonald's French fries are made with potatoes that are the most disgusting potatoes in the world because they're sprayed with a chemical to kill a bug that causes the little eyes in the potatoes because they want blemish-free potatoes. This stuff is so toxic that when they're spraying the fields, they have to wear hazmat suits. And then when they harvest the potatoes, they have to be kept in a bin the size of a football field. Is it for 6 weeks or 6 months?
6 months, I think.
6 months so that the toxicity of this chemical can dissipate. And then they cut them up and fry them and serve them to you.
Well, did you know they fry them twice?
a fry so nice, they have to fry it twice.
They fry them twice. Once they fry it at the plant, and then they ship it to the restaurants or the stores, whatever you call them, restaurants, I guess, and they fry it again there.
I think they call them slop holes.
Okay, so here are some of the ingredients. Potatoes, of course, canola oil, soybean oil, hydrogenated soybean oil, natural beef flavor, hydrolyzed wheat, hydrolyzed milk, citric acid, dimethyl polysiloxane.
What the hell is that?
That is dimethyl polysiloxane is a form of silicone which is found in silly putty.
Oh, cool. So you could take your French fried potatoes and you can lift images from newspapers.
There's also a petrol-based chemical called TBHQ, and I can't even pronounce that. Sodium, acid, salt, more canola oil, corn oil,
dextrose.
More soybean oil. Yeah. Okay. I mean, in the list, I mean, there's 19 ingredients here.
I just thought they were potatoes cut into fries and fried. I mean, it's amazing to me. McDonald's can even take something as simple as French fries and find a way to add 90 different toxic things to it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, they should get an award for being able to do that, to take something as simple as cutting a potato into strips and deep frying it. They can add 19 different things to the process. Is there any wonder why their French fries don't rot when you leave them out in the garage for 3 months? I mean, they're not even potatoes anymore. And you know what? A friend of ours, Stavin Bott, who runs a anti-aging clinic here in Louisville.
And he also teaches at U of L.
Yeah, teaches at U of L. He's a professor at U of L. We were having a conversation one day, and he said, any potato that you buy, that you leave in your pantry, and it does not have the ability to sprout. You know when a potato, when you leave it too long, starts growing roots?
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat it. He says if it doesn't have the ability to sprout, then it's been hybridized or modified in such a way, it's not a potato anymore.
Interesting.
It's like breeding humans that have no reproductive organs. He says, I only eat things that'll sprout. If I buy a potato and it won't start to shoot those little buds out of it, I'll never eat it. And their potatoes don't do that. They grow them that way. Their potatoes have no blemishes. And if you take the whole potato that they use for McDonald's French fries and leave it in your pantry, it'll rot, but it'll never try to sprout. Isn't that something?
That is something.
Yeah. Well, there you go. For those out there who still continue, I understand it. You know, you feel like doing something debaucherous. It's your cheat meal, so you have a McDonald's with some French fries. I get that.
Or you have a piece of pizza.
Yeah, no, because I'm guilty of those things. But people who feed it to their kids like two or three times a week, shame on you.
Well, and then also, too, if you want a piece of pizza, just like the article said, make it yourself.
Yeah.
You can control what the ingredients are.
And it's so easy to make pizza. It takes no time at all. I mean, we've made pizza for company coming over. It's not that kind of pizza.
No, never.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more great stories here on Casual Friday. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. The Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Casual Friday, like all Supreme Radio shows, are being brought to you by a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. Thank you for that. So, Elisa asked me to read an article, and I really haven't read the whole thing. I've kind of gleaned it. It's an article on a website called Evidence Mag. I'm looking for the guy who wrote the article. I'm sorry that I can't find his name yet, and I will find it. Why clean eating is a myth. And from what I can see, he makes some good points, but he also overlooks some things so that it's his article, flows better to look. Getting eyes on articles quite often requires that you say things that are contrary to what is considered common belief in the public domain. And the more absurd the thing is, the more eyes that fall upon it. So by calling your article Clean Eating is a Myth, a lot of people are going to want to read that. People who want to be vindicated because they eat like crap, and people who eat clean want to defend why they eat. So it's a good angle. He makes some good points. He really does.
His name is Army, I think, A-R-M-I.
Leg?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Army. He's a good guy. I know him. He makes some good points, you know, but he also overlooks something. He says that, short of calorie excess, no one food will make you gain body fat over another food. It's all calories in, calories out. And I would just point to, I know that people go, oh, that's one obscure, research paper, but it was a well done research paper. And why no one's ever tried to duplicate it, I don't know. Maybe no one wants no more. But the one that was done by oh God, I'm going to forget their names now. Keket and Pagwan. Keket and Pagwan.
Kekich.
Huh? No, it was Keket and I can't think of it. It'll come to me in a second. But they did a study in the 20s, and they fed people an isocaloric diet. Everybody got the same exact calories. The difference between the three diets was one was made up of 80% carbohydrates, one was 80% protein, and one was 80% fat. And the only group that gained body fat was the carbohydrate group.
Well,
so that flies in the face of that one issue that no one food will make you get fat.
Well, and in my mind, what about the documentary about the McDonald's food where the guy ate at McDonald's
exclusively
and
but in his article he points out that, you know, nobody, he's not condoning that kind of absurd experiment. Like, okay, sure, if you eat nothing but cane sugar all day long for all of your meals, it's not going to have some sort of metabolic effect on you, a negative metabolic effect. But what he is pointing out that makes a lot of sense and is true is that, you know, no matter what you think is clean eating, there's a group that thinks that your style of clean eating is wrong. So vegetarians, I mean, I got into a battle with a guy on LinkedIn because I eat animal protein. And, you know, he's like, no, you're wrong. We're not supposed to be. It's like clean eating is a word that's lost its meaning, and rightfully so. People should just replace clean eating with eating according to my desired food template, because everybody has foods that work better for them than others.
And in here, some of the things in here, like, for example, he says there is no evidence that GMOs are harmful to humans.
Well, that's not true. There is evidence that GMOs are harmful to rats, okay? And we always use rats. I'm sure that he has studies that he points to that are done in rats.
Well, I just think that some of the things he says are misleading. Like, for example, he says Lane Norton eats ice cream sandwiches while getting ready for bodybuilding shows.
And that may be true.
Well, but don't you think it's when he's trying to carb up?
Maybe
there's
he's having
timing.
It could be a cheat meal. I mean, Lane doesn't eat like that. He doesn't eat. This is the problem. Taking an isolated statement like that, Lane Norton eats ice cream sandwiches. Well, 80% to 90% of what Lane Norton eats is not ice cream sandwiches. I'm sure that's the obscure deviation from his diet.
It says here, clean eating is a scam that's promoted by athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, government officials, schools, diet book authors, and pretty much everyone who eats.
No, I disagree with him there. Like I said, there are things in his article that I agree with and things that I disagree
with. It's also an eating disorder.
I think that if you are eating, majority of the foods are processed. I don't care if it's calories in, calories out. There are deleterious effects on your health from preservatives, from artificial ingredients, and from pest. If you don't believe GMOs are harmful, can we agree that Roundup is harmful and these foods are laden with Roundup? Maybe he doesn't think so. If he doesn't, then I say he do an experiment. I say, Army, here's the experiment I want you to do. I want you to go out and buy a bottle of Roundup at your local hardware store. I want you to get an eyedropper, you know, the kind that measures, and I want you to take three drops of Roundup and put it on your tongue every single day for the next year, and just take pictures of yourself and report your health as we go. Because if you end up getting really, really sick from that, then the Roundup is not good for us, and the trace amounts that we consume over a decade are going to have the same effect as this accelerated example that you would be doing on yourself. So there is clean eating from that standpoint. I think there are foods that are worthy of not being included in your diet. But whether or not, the other thing is, he says that a particular food is not going to cause a nutrient deficiency. You're right, it won't if you have a well-rounded diet. But if you ate just one thing all day long, then it could potentially cause a nutrient deficiency. So there's a lot of ins and outs.
The problem with articles like this is that people take it and read it and take what they want out of it. If somebody wants to eat GMOs all day long,
they're going to use this to defend their position.
Yes.
Yes. And that's why I said
it's dangerous.
And that's why I said at the beginning, if you want a lot of eyes on your articles on the internet, you have to write something controversial. If somebody could find enough studies and take from enough studies little snippets and lace it together and prove and write an article that says lean muscular people are unhealthy and fat people are healthy, that would get a billion eyes on it. And you could do that. You could skillfully do that. You could find studies and take obscure parts of it, eliminating the real thrust of the study. The media does this every day. They ignore the real thrust of studies, and they go for the low-hanging fruit that's going to get a lot of people. Oh, fish oil causes prostate cancer.
And he also says in this article, a calorie is just a calorie.
Well, technically, technically he is correct according to today's standards, using the bomb calorimeter to measure calories. But it's not really the truth. And I go back to Keckwick and Pawan's research on the isocaloric diet, 80% carbohydrate or 80% fat or 80% protein. And look what happened to those women. Two groups lost weight. One group gained weight. And it was just because their diet was predominated by either a carbohydrate, a fat, or a protein.
And then I've also read on Lane Norton's Facebook page where he says people who don't eat GMOs should just run around with aluminum caps on.
Well, again, Lane has become very popular by saying in-your-face kind of things. It's the style today. You don't get popular if you don't say something in your face. And that's great. And I say the same thing to Lane. Maybe Lane can do my study. Take a drop of Roundup every single day. Put it on your tongue. And let's see what happens to you in a year. That's an accelerated example of what happens to people who eat conventional produce for a decade. And let's see if you get sick, you develop any diseases. I publicize that. If he did that every single day and blogged it, and at the end of the year he was well, he was great, he was vibrant, everything was great, I would say that. I would say, wow, it didn't hurt him. Look at that. But all the research is showing that Roundup is nasty stuff, and it is, and genetically modified crops are laden with this herbicide, which, by the way, works by affecting the microbes in the soil. And as Dr. Stephanie Seneff points out, it also affects the microbes in your gut.
And that's where a lot of our issues are coming from.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? The nice thing about our world is this. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And the truth is, I can't say I'm exactly right. I can't say I'm right, you're wrong. Neither can Lane, and neither can Army. And in fact, maybe Army will write another article a year from now that contradicts some of the things that he wrote here. It's all about getting people to read your articles at that point.
Well, and then back to the calories in, calories out whole argument. I had a friend who told me, the nurse that we talk about sometimes, who told me she could eat McDonald's
every day
for a year and it wouldn't affect her health.
Right. But you've seen her recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she does not cook. She doesn't cook at all. They eat out every meal. They eat out every single meal.
Mm-hmm.
She's not doing well. She's how many years younger than you?
Seven, maybe.
She is not aging well either. She's got problems. She doesn't look good. So you know what? I mean, I'd rather do what works for me. If that works for her, God bless her. But it's really not working for her. She's just ignoring the fact that she could be healthier and better off if she cooked food at home and knew what was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know what? I agree with him. The whole clean eating thing, it's a ubiquitous term that's lost its meaning, because if I'm in a room with a vegan, he's going to tell me I'm not eating clean.
Right.
So I agree with him.
And then there are people out there say, well, just like the whole healthy eating, people who say, I'm eating healthy. Well, what's healthy to
yeah.
you?
I eat lots of bread, lots of pasta. I eat cereal in the morning because the government says that that's what I should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but no, I think it's an interesting article. And again, he has some really good points in here, but I also think he misses some points as well. Okay. We could take a break now.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do that. And we have more to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
Okay. So this kind of...
on the heels of what we were just talking about, it's really great, actually.
This is interesting, yes, because I have, from January 3rd, 2015, a new study questions the idea that obesity always comes with huge health risks. And then from January 6th, 2015, healthy obesity is mainly a myth, new study finds.
And see, and this is, okay. This is why science is actually losing its impact on these types of discussions. Because you can always find a research paper that'll support your opinion. Okay?
Right.
And so it comes down to this. It comes down to critical thinking and deductive reasoning. If you are not adept at critical thinking and deductive reasoning, then you're going to be one of the people that is affected by misinformation. I've said this before on the show. You can be obese for a period of time before your body just caves
yes.
in and can't handle it anymore.
Well, and that's what the latter of the two studies said. So this one, the United States had scientists that encouraged 20 obese people to eat fast food on a regular basis for
right.
several months. And a quarter of those 20...
How many months? Several months is... How long they did it? They just said several. Several is three.
Several months.
Okay.
A quarter of the 20 obese people remained in good health despite the additional pounds that they gained.
But, okay, so what were the markers they were looking at? They were probably looking at cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar. And while their blood sugar may have crept up, it may not have been clinically diabetes. Their blood sugar, their cholesterol may have crept up, but it was not clinically treatable. See, this is the myth in all this.
Okay, it says those not suffering from ailments typically associated with obesity at the outset of the study, such as insulin resistance, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and excess liver fat, did not have problems after adding an additional 15 pounds to their already overweight frame.
But over what? But what? For a few months? For 5 months? For 6 months? Let them do that for years. Because here's the problem with these kind of studies. There are people out there who are overweight and getting fatter, and they're going to read this and go, oh, I don't have to worry. And you do have to worry. Because doing a study like this in a vacuum for a short period of time doesn't tell us anything.
What they're saying is that it found that people who are overweight with normal metabolism had more fat regulating genes.
Oh, okay. So you know what that means to me? They're just going to take longer to develop disorders. That's all it is. If you buy a Mini Cooper and you want to pull a horse trailer with it, you could probably do that for a period of time before the Mini Cooper would burn out and break down. So does that mean a Mini Cooper is capable of that kind of workload? Absolutely not. It's capable for that kind of workload for a short period of time. Now, if you hook a big truck to that, you could pull it for decades.
Here, the Healthy Obesity is a Myth study says that healthy obesity may be quite misleading, that it evolves into unhealthy obesity, mm-hmm. and the markers of health naturally worsen over time.
Bingo.
Like you're saying. So healthy obesity may not be a steady state at all. It may be just a phase that will deteriorate
it
in
is.
The future.
It absolutely is. Because I would challenge anybody to find me a 70 or 80-year-old 350-pound person that has been 350 pounds since they were in their 40s. I want anybody in my audience can help me with this. I want to be proven wrong. Find me a 70-year-old person or an 80-year-old person.
That's healthy.
That's alive. I don't care if they're healthy. 350 pounds, okay, or more, that's been 350 pounds since they were in their 40s or 30s. You find that person for me, and then I'll agree there's healthy obesity out there. No. But you can find plenty of 70 and 80-year-old people who have stayed in shape and are lean all day long. I could probably go out and spit on one right now just on if I go outside of the studio. No, this is nonsense. This is because, again, if you want to be popular today, you just have to say the things that attract the populace, that attract the masses. There are so many fat people out there today, of which I am a card-carrying fat person. I was 330 pounds for a very long period of my life. There are so many fat people out there today who want to be told it's okay. You don't have to worry about losing weight. In fact, put on a few extra pounds. It's not going to hurt you. They want to be told that. They want to. They want to be absolved from the guilt of knowing that they're destroying their body. So a study like that is going to get a lot of reads. That's the bottom line. These scientists today, unfortunately, in order to get grant dollars, have to now pander. It's not even science anymore. It's called scientism. It's a zealot-like style of science. What can we say that we will get the most amount of people to look at, and we get on the Today Show and all that? That's what it's about today. If I could find a study that could prove, I don't know, pick some, what's a high-risk behavior? I don't know.
Smoking?
Smoking crack makes you live longer. If I could find that study and make that happen and write that article, I would be so popular in today. I mean, every crackhead in the world would want to say, hey, see, I'm going to keep on smoking crack.
Yeah. So did you see the article or the study that came out from the European Food Safety Group?
Yeah. And interestingly
enough,
that
BPA is not harmful
to
you?
Yeah. And here's where it is. It's on plasticnews.com. That's where it was released, plasticnews.com.
Okay.
The plastic industry magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is small amounts of BPA may not be harmful to your health, may not be harmful to your health.
So, and then the FDA came out and responded by saying that that's what they've been saying all along, that the BPA is safe in low levels.
But these idiots, it's not low levels that we're getting. We're getting it from so many different, you know what? A small bullet is not going to kill you, but 60 of them at one time will definitely kill you.
Well, and that's what they're saying is that this European safety group said that the BPA that was in people's system was not enough to kill them.
No, but it's enough. It's enough to cause endocrine disruptions that destroy lives. You know, I don't listen to anything the FDA says. I wish I believed in hell, because Margaret Hamburg she'd have a front and center seat with the devil because of what she's doing to this country at the helm of that sinister organization. But really, we need the plastic news to tell us BPA is okay. Who cares? And the high fructose corn syrup group is telling us high fructose corn syrup is okay.
Well, and so I think it was Gordon Waddell posted a petition on my Facebook page. General Mills now has high fructose HFCS, no HFCS in their cereal on the label, but you turn it around and it says fructose on it.
Ah. So they're little scumbags that they are.
But they're allowed to say that. That's a lie.
Yeah. The FDA allows them to fool the American population.
And it says gluten-free on it, on their cereal.
Yeah, well, maybe it is. I don't know.
My point in saying that is it's supposed to look like a real healthy, label.
Yeah, this is more corporate transparency at work here, we say.
Right. It says does not contain HFCS, but if you turn it around, it says fructose.
You know what I say? I say life is not for everyone. So let the people, I have said it before, where you get your information from is the new evolutionary selection pressure. And I will predict that the people in our audience will live long lives, healthy lives. Our health span will be longer than these people. And we will give birth to children who understand this, and they will go out, and 300 or 400 years from now, we will be the ones that are actually controlling, because everybody else will be sick and dying.
So back to the BPA for a second. You know, we talked about the mug that I got you for Christmas that has stainless steel.
Right.
So I went and got another one, but I got a black one, and it had plastic. So I took it back, and the girl says, well, it says BPA free on it.
Right.
I had just read an article that says BPA free doesn't really mean BPA free. That there are some.
There is bisphenol A in there?
Yeah. Especially, like, think about it. If you're putting hot liquid into this plastic mug.
So I wonder if BPA free means that there's no BPA in the plastic, or there's so much, such low level that it won't leach into your liquids. I wonder what BPA free really means. That's the other problem with FDA allowing people to do double speak.
Right.
Like, no high fructose corn syrup, but on the back it's fructose, and we know what fructose is now.
Right. And BPA free, there is still some levels of BPA that are being released.
Yeah. It's
so
terrible.
Just stay away from plastics if you can.
It is so terrible what's going on. You have to be smarter than them. You have to read. You have to be aware. I mean, you have wherever you get your information from, you just make sure that it's the right information. That's it. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Bradley Cooper had to put on a bunch of weight for his new movie, American Sniper. And he put on just under 40 pounds, 37 pounds. But it's not all muscle. I was looking at pictures of him just
now. It said 37 pounds of lean mass.
I don't think so. I mean, it looks like he put on some muscle. Don't get me wrong. He definitely put on muscle. His shoulders are broader. But like a power lifter who's trying to put on weight and get stronger, it's not all lean. I mean, he's not ripped at all. Not in the least.
So if he goes back to living the life that he used to live, his body will revert back, but how long will it take?
I don't know. He can lose weight fast. I mean, just by, he was eating how many calories a day?
6,000. 6,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
It shows here, I'm on the T Nation website,
mm-hmm.
and it's got his schedule, his workout program, and his,
Diet.
Micro PA Finibar. Micro PA, he took 6 capsules of that, and Finibar, 1 bar. Do you know what those are?
No, I have no idea.
And he has a plasma. I guess he had someone make these drinks.
No. Biotest. He has 2 products from Biotest that he's using. One is called Mag-10 Anabolic Pulse, and the other one is called Plasma Reactive Pump. I got to believe one is a nitric oxide product, and this one looks like Mag-10 Anabolic Pulse must be a protein powder.
Mag-10, it's an anabolic biotest. It's, huh.
I don't know what it is. It looks like a protein powder.
It's got a link that you can click on and go buy it.
Effective protein pulsing. So it's a protein powder.
You can go buy it.
But it's not all muscle he put on. I'm looking at pictures of him. I don't think he put on, if he put on 40 pounds of lean muscle, then he put on 65 pounds altogether. But if he just put on 40 pounds, it's not all muscle. He's not ripped to shreds. You could see it. You could see it. I mean, he's got fat on him now that he probably didn't have before. And he may not feel comfortable at that weight. Who knows? He may not want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Robert De Niro. When he played Raging Bull and he had to play the aging Jake LaMotta, I think he put on like 75 or 80 pounds by just, he was eating pasta like 3 or 4 times a day. It was all fat, obviously. But anyway, I like Bradley Cooper. I think he's great. I personally like him a lot.
He's nominated for an Academy Award for this role. Yeah. I'd like to go see the movie.
The only way to put 35 to 40 pounds on Cooper was to push him to the point of breaking. So here, they're not saying 40 pounds of lean mass. It's 35 to 40 pounds total. Yeah, but good for him. I'm looking forward to seeing the movie. You want to talk more about him? I know you like him too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to talk about now?
I thought we were going to talk about the toxic home syndrome.
Well, and this has been around for a long time, and it's worth talking about again. You know, carpeting in your home, acrylic fibers that it's made from, they're quite toxic. In fact, in a house fire, that's one of the things that actually causes the development of toxic gas. And I remember reading an article many years ago about laying on the carpet, little babies crawling on carpeting. You should never let them do that because of the chemicals that rub off onto their skin.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the home of today, I mean, there's probably so many things between...
It says here that there are inside air contains more than 900 potentially harmful chemicals, including mold, pollen, radon, carbon monoxide, and dander.
Yeah, and chemicals. So what do? Live outside.
Well, you have to make sure your house is well ventilated. And then I think that they have... things that you can put on your heating system.
HVAC system.
To get chemicals out. Don't they have filtration systems?
Well, we're looking at one. We're looking at a what was it called? It's a hospital grade, instead of using those little filters, which are really designed to filter the air so it doesn't ruin your HVA system, not filter the air so the air is clean for you to breathe, by the way. They make a unit that is, was it $1,400?
Yes.
They make a unit that's $1,400 and it is a hospital grade air purifier for your HVA system. So all the air that passes through it, it removes everything. And it even has ultraviolet light bulbs in it to kill any, pathogens that are coming through the air and microbes. And you replace the filter once a year. The filter is $250, and it has like clean room quality air coming out of your ducts. And what you have to do is you have to have your ductwork clean first, get all the mold and funk that's caught up in there and dirty debris and dust that accumulates in there. And then they put this unit on and it absolutely purifies the air in your house.
Well, they're talking here in this article about cooking with gas and how it gives off nitrogen dioxide, formaldehyde, and carbon monoxide.
Yeah, well, I know about the carbon monoxide. That's
interesting. It's been linked to respiratory symptoms and cancer.
So the key there is to make sure your home is ventilated, open doors and windows. If people who have radon accumulation in their homes, quite often it's because their homes are so well sealed for the winter to keep the cold out. And they never open doors and windows that this stuff can accumulate and just stay in your home. So you have to open your windows and doors and let air ventilate the house once in a while.
And like the mold in bathrooms, it's exacerbating the respiratory problems.
Right. So you're in your shower every morning. Does your nose get stuffed up in the shower? Yeah.
What about people like even in hotels where you don't have a fan to get rid of the moisture in the air.
Right. It builds up inside mm-hmm. the bathroom. So you have to watch out for mold and stuff like that. If you if your grout turns black, that's not dirt, that's mold. And you know, I mean, you have to do something about that because that becomes airborne and you're breathing it in during a shower. And I say this again, are you one of those people who when you wake up in the morning you're fine, you take a shower and about a half hour later your nose is stuffed up? It's because what's going on in your shower.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about that. People don't pay attention to their bodies.
And the carpets too, like you said earlier, the carpets, I would like to have hardwood flooring throughout the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Carpe diem. We only have a couple minutes before we go into the next break. Can we talk about this USDA story? We weren't prepared to talk about it. I'm kind of a little bit up on it, but I told you about it. And this, I want to show you an example of critical thinking at work for a second.
Okay.
Okay. So the USDA is proposing new measures to reduce salmonella and campylobacter, contamination of chicken products. There's already requirements for whole chicken. But there's no requirements for, or the requirements for chicken parts, breast, if you buy thighs and drumsticks and stuff like that, those could actually have higher amounts of salmonella on them. Now, I don't remember the company, but last year or the year before, some company poisoned thousands of people around the United States with salmonella because their chicken was contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to remember who it is because we have so many of these things happen in a year now. With the centralized food system. So that particular company knew that this new legislature was going to be proposed by the USDA to make chicken producers reduce the amount of salmonella on chicken parts. So they enacted new procedures in their factories where they process chickens, and they actually got the amount of salmonella down to like 2 or 3% of all the chicken parts tested. And I told you this.
Yes.
And you immediately said to me what?
How did they do it? With bleach?
More bleach. And
yeah.
I said, you're a critical. That's when I heard this, everybody was applauding this company. I can't think of the name of the company, Something Farms. Oh, but they were able to get their salmonella and campylobacter down to 2% on the chicken parts. And the first thing I thought about was, what are they doing to do that? So now we're not being exposed to salmonella, but maybe we're being exposed to something else that they're spraying on the chicken to kill the salmonella. And then they're telling you, don't wash your chicken. So you're frying and baking your chicken with whatever they use to kill the salmonella still on it. And if we learned anything from the Roundup and sugarcane, we know that when you heat these chemicals that aren't designed to be heated, they create metabolites that make you sick and poison you. And so I'm thinking, wait a minute. How are they going to do this? Are they going to clean the factories better? Are they going to make the workers change their gloves more often? Are they going to stop the line when the entrails of a chicken open up on the processor and get on everything? Because that's where it comes from. It comes from the feces of the chicken when they eviscerate them. Or are they just going to spray 10 times more Clorox and 10 times more whatever else they do now on the chicken? So when you get the chicken, yeah, it doesn't have as much salmonella, but it's got all these chemicals on it now. And you're a critical thinker because that was what I was thinking when I heard the ad. And as soon as I said that to you, you said, what are they going to do, spray more Clorox on it?
Yes.
So, folks, you need to watch where you get your chicken from. I'm sorry. And wash your chicken. Don't listen to the government that says don't wash your chicken because they think you're too stupid to clean up after yourself.
I can't believe they say that. I cannot
believe
that.
Well, look at the population you're dealing with here. I mean, people, could you imagine taking a chicken, putting it on your countertop, preparing it, and then not taking some sort of antimicrobial to it? We use that Seven Generation stuff, which is all natural oils. But could you imagine not cleaning your countertop down after doing that? There are people who don't clean their countertops down. And then the kid makes a ham and cheese sandwich, lays it down on there, and he eats it, and he's eating the salmonella. So the reason they're telling people don't wash their chicken is because they should be telling people, make sure you clean your countertops with a disinfectant after you prepare your chicken. That should be what they said. But the government thinks people are too stupid to do that. So let's just tell them not to wash their chicken. Now you're going to be eating whatever they're killing the salmonella in greater amounts now. So you've been warned. Like I said before, where you get your information from is the new evolutionary selection pressure. And the best way to give the government the big middle finger is to live a long, healthy life. Stay tuned.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Yeah, I know. You just made it. You know what they're saying, right? I want to take you to a gay bar.
Who
I don't
is
know who
that?
The Electric Six. I don't know who that is. Welcome back to Casual Friday. It wouldn't be Casual Friday if we didn't talk about Bill Gates and Monsanto. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no. That's no. later. No, no. How much sleep do you? No. How much sleep do you need first? This is more important.
Well, I thought this was interesting, especially since you had the doctor on yesterday talking about rotating night shifts,
right?
And
being
shift
more
workers,
damaging, right?
And if you're rotating night shifts, then it's more damaging to you. Then they followed nurses and found that these nurses who worked the night shift were at more risk of cancer,
heart disease. But all they had to do was work a night shift 3 or more days a month to be susceptible to those damaging effects. And most of them are working 6, 7, 8 nights a month on a night shift. And, you know, these are women. These are nurses. The nurses study by Harvard has been in action since 1976. It's 40 years of data. So we've watched these women age and die, and we have all the data. And from an epidemiological standpoint, we can see high risk behaviors and low risk behaviors, and we can make some sense of it. And it's really is the canary in the mine, because there's no way we're ever going to go back to not being a 24-hour world. I said this on the air. I remember when TV stations shut off at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they were done. And now, I mean, you have people working all night long, and life is going on all night long, and it's damaging to your health to be up all night long.
So did she say that if, say, for example, you have someone who is a pilot and flies at night, if they stay up late like that all the time, it's better for them?
Apparently it's better if you just get in that groove and stay there. Because you're always, and that's why I suggested melatonin, you know, which she kind of agreed with me, but then said, well, we have to be careful. You know, we don't know what the effects of supplementing with melatonin are for the long term, which I had my little discussion with her about, you know, melatonin is naturally occurring. Why would we think that it would be anything different? But that's a different, you know.
So I thought it was interesting, how much sleep do we all really need to get? Because, and she talked about this, different people need different amounts of sleep.
Right, right.
And it just depends on the person. It depends on your body clock. I need more than you do.
I know when I started this journey of physical culture, I learned early on, especially when I started sleeping with the Earth Pulse Magnet, that I felt the best when I got 7 hours of sleep. When I slept longer than that, I woke up groggy. And when I slept less than that, I didn't feel good. When I sleep 7 hours, I feel the best. And so I actually set my Earth Pulse unit so that it starts to bring me out of my sleep right around 7 hours. And I wake up fine with that.
So what about the people that are night owls that like to be awake at night?
I don't know. I think liking to be awake at night and actually thriving, like you met my cousin Madeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's an artist. My cousin Michael, he was an accountant for IBM. He goes to sleep at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is when she just is really getting rolling. She's up all night painting. And I don't know that she looks any worse for the wear of the way she lives her life. And so maybe she's one of those people who genetically she can withstand the damning effects of being up all night. I mean, she wasn't overweight, right?
No.
And she didn't look unhealthy, and she was sharp as a tack when we were talking to her about art and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's up all night long. Michael goes to sleep at 8, and she's just getting rolling at 2 in the morning. So there are some people out there who can actually not just exist but do well with that type of a lifestyle, I guess.
And it also says here that the amount of sleep you need changes throughout your life. Newborns need 12 to 18 hours, infants 14 to 15, toddlers 12 to 14, preschoolers 11 to 13, school-age children 10 to 11 hours.
Yeah.
They're not getting that much between the having to get up and go to school so early,
right,
and staying on their computers and phones,
yes,
and iPads at night.
Snapchatting all night long. I mean, kids are going to bed increasingly at 10, 11, and midnight. And then if they have to take the school bus, they get up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and this impairs their health. This impairs their productivity in school. But parents either are ignoring it or powerless. They can't make their kids change their habits, I guess.
Teens, 8.5 to 9.5 hours, and adults, 7 to 9 hours. So.
And newlyweds, 16 to 18 hours in bed.
Well, and I think as we get older.
You're supposed to laugh at that.
As we get older, then you start needing more sleep again, don't you think?
I don't know about that. I feel the best at 7 hours sleep. I don't think that's ever going to change for me. I really don't. But that's just me.
And then they talk about how you can adjust your body, like getting bright light exposure in the morning.
Yes.
And then at night, sitting in the dark to stimulate your production of
melatonin.
Turn
the TV off or wear blue blockers because you got to get that blue light out. Exactly. Yeah.
So I guess you just have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah. And you know, I was just thinking, and that's the real issue here. Everybody wants to come with a message that's unified, but everybody is different and everybody needs something different. Everybody needs a different diet. They need different sleep schedules. They need different levels of activity and exercise. There's never going to be a one size fits all. There never is. That's just the way it's going to be. And that's good as long as you understand that. Find your bliss. Find your happiness. Find your niche. Find your sleep cycle. Find your diet. Find your activity level. That's the important thing. Instead of trying to teach people to do this my way or your way, teach people to find their way. That has to be the mission.
Yes.
And that is my mission.
And accept those people when they say this is my way, 9 hours. Don't sit there and think, well, they're lazy.
Yeah.
You know, this is what works for this person.
I agree. Let's talk and then we'll wrap up the show. It wouldn't be a good show without Bill and Melinda Gates and Monsanto.
Well, they send out an annual letter every year talking about what they're going to do for the next year. So in their letter this year, they just talked about how that they need to help the poor countries by vaccinating them and by providing them with the tools to learn how to grow their own foods, but also part of those tools were the seeds to plant, which we all know come from Monsanto.
Yeah. And you know, I would believe Bill more if he sold all his Monsanto stock and then continued to promote these things.
Breakthroughs in innovation and technology ranging from new vaccines, hardier crops, to much cheaper smartphones and tablets.
Okay, so here's the lies in that, okay? They're not hardier crops. We put that to rest, that genetically modified crops do not yield more, significantly more, than organically grown crops. And in fact, they cost more money. And when you're talking about helping the poorest nations, you don't want to give them something that costs more money. Okay. We know that. That's a lie. The other lie is that we can't do it without these genetically modified conventional crops. And we know you can. We just did that show too, where scientists came on after doing a very thorough meta-analysis and said, look, organic crops produce roughly 18% less than conventionally grown and genetically modified crops. And that 18% can actually be reduced to about 6% when you take certain steps. And why wouldn't you want to give people organically grown food in these starving countries that aren't laden with pesticides and herbicides if you can? I mean, if Bill's heart is in the right place, that's what he should be striving for. Okay, so that's another lie.
Do you think he's really that sinister?
No, I think that he, like, look, Bill Gates is like everybody else. Okay, he puts his pants on in the morning, he wipes his behind after he poops. He's like everybody else, and he has people who are advising him. And if we know anything about life and history, we know that the people with the most money are the ones that have the people who want to advise them in ways where they support this and that. So I'm sure he's getting his advisors and they're telling him, look, this is the only way we can do it. If we don't vaccinate people and we don't give them genetically modified corn, they're all going to die, Bill. And he's going, okay, how do we help them? Okay. We did a show the other day talking about fermented foods with that scientist from the UK, where he said that governments should add fermented foods to the recommendation list of getting your, you know, servings of this and servings of that. And he told an interesting story that had nothing to do with that, but speaks to this. He said that in South Africa, where they used to eat millet, they would leave it and let it dry and let it ferment. and then they would eat it, and it was very healthy for them. But now we ship them corn. So when they let the corn dry and ferment, it develops a mold on it, and it killed like 1,100 of them. So why are we giving them, why don't we give them millet then? No, we want to give them corn because corn is what Monsanto grows and blah, 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 blah. So here's an example where it's not saving their lives and it's not making their lives better. And they want the millet. They don't want the corn.
And why don't we hear about that?
No, because that's not, that doesn't support the message. See? It's all about the message. It's all about staying true. That's why I have a problem with the Republican agenda, the Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm for the things that work. And unfortunately, I have to pick pieces of this and pick pieces of that. I have a good friend of mine that once said to me, you know, if you would just stick with the Republican agenda, I could probably get you on Rush Limbaugh. And I said, but I'm not going to stick with the Republican agenda because they do stupid stuff. There are some things that they do that I like. I like fiscal responsibility, but they do some stupid stuff. So it's all about supporting the message. Everybody is out there about supporting the message. So what really matters is what's the core message of the person that's delivering the information? Is the core message the truth? Is it the truth? Are they in search of the truth? Are they on the same journey as you or I? Then you can listen and say, you know, maybe this is right. Or is the core message to make sure Monsanto does better business because I own a billion shares of stock? So we're going to promote this product because we believe it's the best. No, the reason you believe it's the best is because you're invested in it. Because the best thing for those people is to teach them how to grow the crops that are indigenous to them in an organic way. Because that's the ultimate best. And no one can argue with that. No one can argue with growing crops that don't have pesticides and herbicides isn't better than growing crops that do.
There are people that will find a way to argue
that. Well, they're idiots. They're idiots. Then I say to them, do the test. Take the Roundup and put it on your tongue for a year and take a picture every day and let me see the results from your doctor's visits over the year and let's see how you do. I mean, what's a drop of Roundup going to do? You're getting that much in the food that you're eating every week. So what's it going to do? Try it. I say try it. Life isn't for everyone. Okay. I did want to mention one other thing, but I'm just going to briefly mention because we're going over time. But even Chuck Norris is coming out against Monsanto, interestingly enough.
What did he say?
I have to read the whole article. It was sent to me, and I'll tell you who it was. Chuck Norris raises red flags over Monsanto. I haven't read the article, but let's face it. He's probably talking about a lot of the same things that we talk about. This comes to me from Randy Higley, and he said... looks like even Chuck Norris is aware of Monsanto. Your shows this year have been spectacular. Keep up the good work, Randy. So even Chuck Norris is coming out against Monsanto. It's going to be a pile on. And anybody who aligns themselves with Monsanto will be piled on too. So I hope that Bill and Melinda Gates are prepared for this one.
I just saw this article on the news. It said measles cases. You know the measles cases from Disneyland? Mm-hmm. I think there's like 40 of them now. Mm-hmm. They're not limited to the unvaccinated.
Yeah, see? Thank you. And I predicted that. Thank you. But you know what? We just need to get more American people to listen to this show and become educated like everybody else in this audience. And we will avert a major tragedy that's in our future. We have to pull the plug. It's been a great show. Thank you to Elisa Profumo for all that she does. Thank you, Elisa.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next week. Don't forget to check the program guide on Monday for all the great shows we're doing next week, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Everyone knows.